It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Good morning, Larry, a cold one though it may be.
Yes, and welcome to the first day of meteorological spring. The Weather Service calls winter December, January, and February. And so when we reach March 1, we are in meteorological spring, even though it may not seem like it for a little while. Nevertheless, we're going to look back a little bit on the winter and the month of February, and then we're going to look forward into March, make a few comparisons and such. The winter of 23-24 has often been called the winter that wasn't, and it was a close contender for being the warmest winter ever recorded at the Weather Service in Duluth. Didn't quite make that record. That record goes back to the 1877-1878 winter. However, it was a close second. The average temperature for all those 3 months was 25 degrees as compared to the record of 28. So we didn't quite make it. However, we had another record that we did make and another one that we're in the possibility of making. The record that we did make was February, the least amount of snow recorded at the Weather Service. 1.6 inches of snow for, and February was even a little longer than normal for the month. And that replaces the record from 1998 of 2.3 inches of snow for record. So a very snowless February. Ironically, though, it was not the driest February. February is always dry. And so we did get some rain, and that made the precipitation a little bit above normal. The average temperature for the month of February was, once again, a contender to be record-setting, but it didn't quite make it. The average temperature was about, close to 28 degrees. When we had a February going back into the 1900s, we had our 1998, we had a February where the average temperature was 29 degrees. That 2.3 inches of snow that I fell earlier wasn't not 1998, it was 1988. Anyway, we were a contender for being one of the warmest Februaries on record, but we didn't quite make it. So, a couple things that didn't happen. Now, we're not done yet. There is another record that we're could very well be breaking. It seems as though a year ago when we were here talking about weather conditions, we noted that the total amount of snow that had fallen for the season at the end of February last year was over 93 inches. This compares to a normal of 68. And both of those compare to what we have this year of 18.7. After having last year, the discussion was, are we on the way to setting a record for the snowiest winter ever? And of course, yes, we did. It didn't happen till the end of April, but we did. This year, are we on the pace to set a record for the least amount of snow? And yes, it certainly looks like we're going in that direction. The least amount of snow recorded at the Weather Service since the 1940s was 36.5, and so we still have quite a bit of time to go. Now we're getting into the wonderful month of March. March used to be the snowiest month of the year. That has changed in recent years, but we still have some really good snowy years, like last year. Last year we get 35 inches of snow in March when we normally get only about 12. So yes, we'll see what Mother Nature has to offer. Also, in 3 weeks, the 19th of March, we will be at the vernal equinox, the first day of spring. And in 2 weeks, we will be at daylight savings time. So things are moving on. We are now at 11 hours of daylight. We are in a waning gibbous to quarter moon phase. And it's quite a beautiful, beautiful thing to see if we get out on a clear enough night. Jupiter and Venus have both been giving good shows. And of course, we had a leap year this year. We have to have a leap year every 4 years because our calendar is not exactly in sync with the time it takes to go around the sun. And so it has to be corrected every 4 years. In the world of birds, This is also the first day of the raptor count that takes place at Anger Tower. A lot of people are familiar with the hawk count, raptor count that takes place at Hawk Ridge every fall. There are fewer people are familiar with the one that takes place in the spring. And that happens at Anger Tower, and as much as can be done right there from that region overlooking the whole south. If the weather is not going to work, they'll go to Thompson Hill to do the counting. It has become very well known among, raptor watchers as being the place to be to see bald eagles. And bald eagles have come across in hundreds, even thousands, in this count. The count goes on for about 3 months, starting on March 1. Now, I've been seeing bald eagles virtually every day. I saw them again yesterday. And they're probably migrants. I've also been seeing rough-leg hawks and red-tailed hawks, another example of some raptors. In addition to that, Canada geese, yes, they've been northing, but probably the one that's been northing the most has been trumpeter swans, and I've been seeing those virtually every day. I haven't been seeing any really big flocks, usually two or three or four, but nevertheless, they are showing up, and any place they can find some open water, they'll take it. Barred owls have been calling at night, and one night out for a walk this week, I heard the call of a saw-whet owl. Saw-whet owl is a tiny owl. It could fit in your hand. They live in the boreal forest, and they feed on whatever little critters they can find. They stay active all winter. When it gets to be late winter, they start doing their breeding calls. The breeding call is not at all like other owls, like a hooting noise. No, it's a sound that sounds like a truck being backed up, a beep, beep, beep type of sound. And I heard that one evening when I was out walking after dark this week. The woodpeckers continue to be drumming every day. There are lots of woodpeckers drumming. Crows and ravens are very active. The bird feeder has become very active in the recent cold weather that we've had. Previous to that, there hasn't been much seen, but this week, oh yeah, there's been good, including first arrival that I've seen of goldfinches. In the world of mammals, things have slowed down during the cold weather. It's interesting. I went out on one day before it got cold, and with a small amount of snow I could find, I found plenty of tracks, but I went out after the cold moved in, and there were hardly any, so some critters set it out. I'm a little concerned about something coming up in the spring, and that is, in a typical spring right now, we are at approaching the peak of the snowpack, and that snowpack may be 2 feet or more. And when that melts into vernal ponds that can be used by frogs and so forth for early spring breeding. Right now, there's no snowpack. And the ponds I've been watching the last few days are quite low. So I'm a little concerned about that. Now, we're going to get warmer weather. And as we get warmer weather, be on the lookout for a few things. I wouldn't be surprised if the first butterflies start showing up in the season. There's a whole group of butterflies called anglewings that hibernate as adults. And when the weather gets mild in the spring, they might show up and start flying around. Also, there are people tapping maple trees. And when I used to do it, that was one place that I would look to see the first butterflies of the season. There's no flowers to go to get nectar. So wherever they go, they would go to find some sap that's dripping out. And that would be a good place to be. So be on the lookout. Welcome to meteorological spring. Things are happening. Have a good one, and thank you for calling.
Thanks very much, Larry. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.